Well, today we come to the end of our Upside Down Kingdom worship series. We began this series right here, in this spot, with 12-year-old Nina surprising us by walking on her hands. She gave us an unforgettable image of how hard upside down can be. Since then, Jesus has continued to invite us to build and to walk and to be people who are different, a community who is different, that's a little bit upside down, a place where children are blessed, the first are last, the greatest serve, and the blind can see.
Our scripture reading today is found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. That's on page 47 in your pew Bibles. Let us hear what the Spirit has prepared for us in our sacred text. They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet. He cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up. He's calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see." Jesus said to him, "Go. Your faith has made you well." Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him on the way.
It started out with a strange little man in the bushes who handed him a bag full of magic. But then James trips and falls on a root of the old peach tree. The bag tears open and the magic sinks down into the earth before he can do anything about it. Everett and I have been reading this book together at night this week. Of course, the magic gets into the tree and into some of the bugs around it, and the peach starts growing and growing and growing until it's as big as a house. Then James finds his way into a small tunnel that leads deep into the heart of the peach, all the way to the stone in the middle. He passes through that doorway into a room full of wonderful creatures, and his life will never be the same again. I love these stories. Stories that remind us about the magic of the world, wonders lurking just around the corner if we have eyes to see. We find strange lands waiting on the other side of the wardrobe. Adventures to be had when a steam train pulls up beside our house on Christmas Eve. If only we will climb on board. There are strange new worlds waiting for us when we pass through the looking glass and everything we knew or thought we knew gets flipped. Chris Van Allsburg wrote The Polar Express, one of our kids' favorites. On the back flap of the copy we got at the library, he talked about growing up. He said, "It doesn't actually happen like we think it does, a little bit at a time. The day I got lost in the park," he said, "and had to pull myself together, not panic, and find my mom, that day felt like I grew up a whole year in a single afternoon." Then he remembers another time, the Christmas when a friend told him that Santa Claus wasn't real. That felt like growing up too, he said. But it was a sad growing up, like I was losing something, like part of the miracle and mystery of the world was gone forever. Of course, he said, that year the Polar Express pulled up in front of my house and I have never been the same again. We are walking with Jesus along the way this week, once more into the upside down. Jesus has been showing us the way into a different way of living, inviting us into a different world where everything is flipped, a world where the children are blessed, where the last shall be first and the least shall be greatest. And this week, Jesus brings us once more into the upside-down kingdom. We get a glimpse of what the new world looks like, a world where the old rules that bound us no longer seem to apply, a world where even the blind can see. Jesus and his disciples are on their way to Jerusalem. The very next story in Mark's gospel is Jesus entering the city, riding on a donkey with the crowd shouting, Hosanna. The same crowds who will turn on him in just a few days. The end game is near, but before we get there, Mark gives us this story of one last miracle. Bartimaeus. He's a blind beggar sitting by the roadside, and he hears that Jesus is passing by, and he begins to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. The people, as we saw, are trying to shush him, to tell him to be quiet. Now is not the time or the place. Carolyn Lewis says, we keep silent. We urge others to do the same. Speaking out, that's risk. But truth quieted results in captivity. Truth silenced will end up in imprisonment. Truth shushed leads to bondage. At some point, at some time, someone needs to speak truth. The entry into Jerusalem is just around the corner. The time for safe speech and secure statements is over. The people are trying to shush him, but he will not be silenced. I love Bartimaeus. This blind man sees what the rest of them cannot. He sees who Jesus really is, sees, as David Lowe says, that in the presence of Jesus, all the rules change. So when they order him to be quiet, he won't shut up. They tell him to be quiet, and he shouts all the louder, Jesus, have mercy on me. And Jesus hears. And then Jesus calls him. Bartimaeus doesn't have to be told twice. He throws off his cloak, springs up, and comes to Jesus. And Jesus asks the blind beggar, what do you want me to do for you? My teacher, he replies, I want to see. Jesus sees his determination, his trust, and says, okay. Go. Your faith has made you well. This is not a statement about others who remain blind, remain sick, not a statement about their lack of faith. These stories, these healings aren't there to give us a mechanistic understanding of how we can invoke the power of God. They're not there to shame. No, these healings, these miracles are glimpses of the kingdom. Glimpses of the upside-down kingdom of God, which is both already and not yet. This kingdom where all the rules have changed. Jesus tells him to go. But Bartimaeus, who didn't listen to the crowds that told him to be quiet, doesn't listen to Jesus either. Jesus tells him to go, but the scripture tells us that immediately Bartimaeus regained his sight and followed Jesus. On the way. He follows because he sees. The blind man, even before he regained his sight, he sees this is who Jesus is. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Jesus says, today this scripture is fulfilled. Today. As Fred Craddock notes, the promise is not for yesterday and it is not for someday. The good news of Jesus has already begun today, here and now. We have heard stories this morning. We have our own stories of release from captivity, stories of good news. And Jesus is inviting us in. Into this new world, this upside-down kingdom, a kingdom where the children are blessed, a kingdom that can only be received as a little child, a kingdom where the first shall be last and the last shall be first, where the little piles of stuff that give us status and honor here in this world only hold us back. Jesus is inviting us into a kingdom where the impossible happens, into the upside-down kingdom where the least shall be greatest, where the one who wants to be great must wash feet, where we find life in giving our lives for the liberation of others. Jesus is inviting us in, into this upside-down kingdom. It is not easy to enter, but it is worth it if we can find our way in through the looking glass. We are invited in, into this new world where miracles happen, where the blind receive sight, a world of freedom, where the captives are set free, where we are set free, where good news is brought to the poor, a world of possibility where even death itself no longer has the final say. Jesus is inviting us in, into this upside-down kingdom, where there is peace, where there is rest, where there is grace, where there is hope for the broken, and where there is help for the weak. Rise. Rise on strength that is not your own. Jesus is welcoming us home. Amen.